every day, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and I want to welcome you back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church. You know, a new year is just right around the corner, and you need to start thinking about now what changes. If you don't like the way your life's going right now, or if you want to take dramatic step forwards, you need to ask yourself, what am I going to have to do different in the coming year? And one of the things that you can do different is you need to get involved in a local church, not because of organized religion or anything like that, but because we see here from the Word that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. If you've missed any of this, you need to go to KurtOwen.com and listen to these things. Now, here's the other thing. I also want, with this new year, for you to be able to get more out of your local church, for you to receive more. Pastors, I want to get you fired up about teaching the Word of God to your people, that you are the one that has the grace, the ability, the anointing to keep people from being wearied and scattered, right? That you are not one of the second-class citizens of heaven, but you actually have a grace and anointing on your life in ministry that can change the world. It will keep people from being wearied and scattered. When Jesus saw, you know, again, let's go back to 1 Timothy here for a second. And it was just there. 1 Timothy says this about, it says, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you might know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now notice there again, people say, well, what good does it do to go to church? Well, it gets me rooted and grounded in the truth, right? Now, Jesus himself said there was more to it than that, though, because, see, he was teaching truths, right? Matthew chapter 9. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He was teaching truths. He was healing people. But yet the people were still wearied and scattered because they did not have a local shepherd that would carry on the work that mend them up and minister to them, okay? And so he said, pray the Lord of the harvest to send labor. He's talking about they were wearied and scattered as sheep having no shepherd. Now, that meant to be depressed, dismayed, right? There was a lot that kind of went into that. Maybe we'll get into that next week. But this was not the first time that God wanted shepherds. Again, if you go back to Jeremiah 3 and verse 15, he said, and I will give you, there's coming a day that he will, you know, after Jesus has come, I will give you shepherds according to my heart. Now, we went at this at some length yesterday that you want a shepherd that's according to God's heart, right? There are people that peddle the Word of God. There are people that are pastors that don't really care about their sheep. They don't study. They don't spend any time, right? They're off doing a bunch of other stuff. Or they'll use their sheep for whatever reason to go. Those aren't really shepherds, because God, a shepherd after God's heart, wants his people or her people to be established in the truth. Okay? Now notice here what a shepherd's going to do. He's going to feed you with knowledge and with understanding. Okay? Two separate things there. Knowledge, that you'll actually know something when you leave church. Why is the church the pillar and the ground of the truth? Well, that's a place that you're going to get to know what the truth is. You need to be fed with knowledge. You ever heard a service? You know, I remember one time I got invited to this man's service. He was being ordained into the ministry. Service was 2.5 hours long. There was only two scriptures during the service. And during that time, they misquoted one of the scriptures, and I forget what happened with the other. Or maybe it was only one scripture. 2.5 hours, and I had not increased in my knowledge of God. I hadn't. I didn't know the word better. I didn't know how to live the word better. I didn't know what to do about my circumstances in life better. And yet that's what a shepherd will do. Well, I heard so-and-so teach this on TV. I just don't know. There's a place you can go where you can know. Because your shepherd is going to feed you with knowledge. Now, understanding insight, that's interesting, isn't it? Provoking you to devotion, that's one of the words there in the Hebrew. But you're going to be fed with knowledge. Here, have you ever been to a service where they preached above your head? I have. I've also preached services that have gone over people's heads. Doesn't do any good. You know, at the end of all of our services, normally, whether it's I'm in one of our churches or I'm out, I'll ask this question. Did y'all get something out of this? I'm not looking for a pat on the back. You know what I'm actually trying to find out? Did you receive knowledge? Do you know something that you didn't know before? Did you know what to do about something? Do you know where you laid truth down that you shouldn't have laid it down? Right? Because, you know, I've been sitting in services, somebody starts preaching in something and said, man, I know that, but I'm not doing that. I need to do that. Why did I let that go? Now, again, there's knowledge coming forth. I've been in services where they preached, you know, they used $25 words. All these big words, and people are sitting around going, wow, he's smart. Oh, wow. They didn't have a clue what he said, but they were able to say, well, he's smart. That's not feeding with knowledge. And then there's understanding. You should actually have understanding. You should have knowledge of God and His Word when you walk out of your local church, and you should have understanding. You should have insight into His Word. You should have insight into how to deal with your problems, deal with circumstances and things. You should have heard some things from your shepherd that keep you, oh, I don't have to get wearied now because I see this. I don't have to be scattered now because I can see that. Now, notice there, it's not just knowledge, right? You know, I've got a new phone. I know I have a phone. I don't understand how to use all of it. there's so much in it now. I mean, there's more technology in my cell phone than there existed when we put a man on the moon, right? There's a lot in there. You know, just because you know something doesn't mean you understand it and can use it. You know, there's certain things I've heard from the Word of God, and I knew it said it, but I didn't understand. Okay, let me give you an example of something I argued with God about at the beginning. When I first got saved, it says, you know, bless those who curse you, do good to those that hate you, pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you. Also talked about turning the other cheek. And honestly, I knew it said that. I did not understand that the reason that he was saying that, I thought he was calling me to be a victim. But he wasn't. He's saying, listen, I'm protecting you. Therefore, you can be merciful. Because the mightier you are, the more merciful you can and should be. That, listen, you don't have to worry about, you can go ahead and turn the other cheek because I'm going to protect you. I'm going to champion your cause. I'm going to look after you. I did not understand that. I didn't get that. That wasn't true to me. Bless those who curse me. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, but once you realize that he has blessed you, and that even though they might be cursing you, that it can't touch you. You know, the biggest witch doctor in the world could walk up and curse you and it wouldn't do any good because you've been blessed by Almighty God. And whom God has blessed, no man can curse. And so I can bless those who curse me because you want to know what? Ultimately, there's nothing they're going to be able to do to harm me. Now, what is it? What happened? I had knowledge of it. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand God's heart towards me. You know, the biggest things that we get, it's probably one of the biggest compliments we receive, is that we make the word easy to understand. That's all Jesus. You know, people say, well, I wish I understood the word better. I wish I could do this better. You know, you can. You know, today is offering day on the broadcast. You know, if you want to teach the word with simplicity and truth, if you think that's how we do it, one of the things you can do is connect with us in giving. And then here, let's just look at this right quick over here in Philippians chapter 1. It says, just as it is right for me, we're in verse 7, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Now, I have to be honest with you. I have my partners in my heart. Now, I pray for my radio audience, but my partners are in my heart. Why? Well, right now I know their names, right? I have a list of them. I pray over them. I lift them up. And I earnestly desire to help those that are helping us. That I pray every time I minister, Lord, let me say something that will help these people that are making it possible for us to go all over the world. To encourage, that's the reason we post most of our services online. By the way, if you become a partner today, we're going to send you, I believe it's 4 services, absolutely free. They're 4 hours of teaching, absolutely free, if you become a partner with us today. Now, they're on the importance of the local church. They're a little bit more extensive than what I'm able to teach here. But see, then it goes on here and he says, inasmuch as I have you in my chains in the defense of the gospel, for you are partakers with me of grace. Well, see, there's a grace on my life to teach the word with simplicity. You can be a partaker of that grace by your giving. When you're giving, you're laying hold of the grace that's on me. You know, we do miracles all over the world. You can lay hold of the anointing for miracles. The same things you hear and see in my giftings, you can have in yours simply by giving into this ministry. That's the reason that Paul later says to them, nobody is communicating and giving and receiving, but you only. And then he goes on there, and then they get that promise that my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Honestly, this is one of the reasons I want you to support this ministry. It's because then you become a partaker of the grace that's on my life, and you become a partaker of the fruit we have all over the world. If this broadcast has been helping you, think of all the other people it helps, and you can, just for $20 a month, $100 a month, hey, $1,000 a month, just for that, you can make it possible for people to receive this word, and you will be a partaker of my grace. I believe this is for you. Listen to Michael right now, and he's going to teach you how you can become a partner and give into this ministry. And let me say this, thank you so much for giving to us. You have changed the lives of people around the world. Thank you.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a 100-fold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time Monday to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen for a continuation of the teaching, Knowing and Believing the Love of God.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence.